Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Yvonne Pierre Show. Hear from people who have overcome obstacles, have inspirational stories to tell, or helpful information to share.
Our child, and we were to take her home. Remarkable advice for that era when many children with Down syndrome were put in institutions.
I was living for today, not caring about tomorrow.
The Yvonne Pierre Show, living off with people, a variety talk show whose only mission is to empower you.
That were only gonna bring me to my knees. And I turned around and I remember this 48 years later of when I turned around and I said to her, no, I can do it. That kind of sense of home to her right from the beginning, that even though I was in a chair, you know, I was still independent. I was still going to do things.
I believe that everything happens for a reason. We are vessels that have the option to allow God to use us.
Make a choice to break the generational curses on our life.
Thank you for tuning in. Now, here is your host, Yvonne Pierre.
Welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in. I'm really, really, really excited to be back on air. My last show aired about 2 years ago, October 18th of 2010, and I decided to do a show today on a subject, on a topic that is not commonly discussed. I think a lot of people are afraid to talk about it because it's one of the most painful things that most of us deal with in life, and that's coping with life and loss. Today we're going to talk about seasons of loss, and as my guests call it, divine disturbances. I would love to welcome back to the show Jo Latino. She's a mom, wife, life coach, talk radio host of the Jo Latino Show, and author of Death of a Drama Queen. Thank you, and welcome.
Thank you so
welcome
much.
Welcome back to the show.
I'm so glad to be here. I hope I won't over-talk you and try. You know, I'm so used to doing my own show. I hope I won't start interviewing you.
That is fine with me. With this show, I kind of want to go back and forth because we both seem to have went through the same season. And that's, as you call it, divine disturbances, which I love that phrase. And also, before we get started, I just wanted to, one, thank you for joining me. I think this is a topic that needs to be talked about. And also, before we get started, I wanted to kind of briefly go over one of the reasons why I haven't been on air for almost 2 years, if you don't mind.
Sure.
One of the reasons I took a break from the show, of course, to market and promote my book, The Day My Soul Cried, which came out in June of 2010. But another reason why.
It's a wonderful book.
Thank you. Thank you. Another reason is because I went through a season of loss last year, toward the end of 2010 and into the beginning and mid of 2011. During this time, of course, I was working on finishing up my master's degree, which I was due to finish November of 2010. And I received a phone call 2 days after my last show aired that my grandmother had passed away in her sleep. And I was devastated, of course. I knew she was sick, and I knew that she, like I said, I knew she was sick, but it still doesn't numb the pain. And then 7 days later, my uncle passed, my mom's brother, so I went numb. I had all this homework piling up. I got to finish my thesis, and I'm just thinking, Lord, I just need peace right now. Not a week from now, not a year from now. I need peace now. So the pain from the loss of these loved ones, you know, I just kept saying at the time, I'll deal with it later. I'll just deal with it later. Right now, I got to finish school, which I did. I did finish school, but I was so exhausted. During this time, of course, you know, you have friends and you talk to your friends and family, but it's always that that friend who brings out the best in you. And my dear friend, Glenda Wade, that friend, she's one of those friends you talk to on the phone for hours because the conversation is so positive. And she was just a beautiful spirit. And we worked on several projects together, and we were working on a stage play that she wanted to do. My thing was film. Her thing was stage productions. But March of last year, she died a sudden death. And that totally took the wind out of me. There's no right way to deal with loss, but there are wrong ways to deal with loss, and we'll talk about that later in the show, ways that I dealt with it the wrong way. One of the reasons I wanted this to be the first show after almost 2 years is because this is something that everybody deals with at some point in their life, and it's one of the hardest things to face in life. So I hope that Joe and I can inspire you through our stories as we go on. Did you want to say something real quick, Joe?
No, I just am so in agreement with everything you're saying. So go ahead.
Joe, one of the reasons why I wanted you to join me on this show is because I know we both were going through the season around the same time, and you did a show called Divine Disturbances, and in that show it was an eye opener for me, and I felt like I wanted to bring this to my audience. So if you can briefly tell us what Divine Disturbances is.
Well, it's kind of like when you look in your rearview mirror at something you've walked through and you realize it was all orchestrated. It was all had to happen. And, you know, I thought I was quoting someone else. I've always used this quote, all hell breaks loose so heaven can unfold. And I kept looking it up today trying to find it, and I couldn't find anyone who did the quote, so I guess it's mine. But I think that that's the way I would describe it, Yvonne, is all these things pile up. Everything piles up, and you think, what in the world is going on? And you're so disturbed. You're so disturbed. And during this period of my life, I had to hold on and reflect on the past times when I'd gone through similar things, the past losses, the past times that I thought, oh, God, where are you and what's going on? And in that, I could find some peace. Now, I wasn't at peace all the time. I kind of have a temper about things, and I got pretty hacked off at times, and I would question a lot of things, but I numbed out in a way too, but I also knew deep down in my heart, I knew that this was a season I had to be still and quiet. Mm-hmm. And the hardest thing for me was, you know, I mean, your ego really gets in the way. It'll say things like, well, what about your book? What about your show? What are people going to think? Blah, 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 blah. And I had to get to the point, because I used to have the disease to please so bad, I had to get to the point where I would risk everything. You know, you just risk disappointing other people to be true to what you know in your heart. And that's what I had to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I know for me, I thought I was fighting depression. Mm-hmm. So, but once I heard your show, it made sense that this was a waiting season. This was a divine disturbance. What's the difference, would you say, between a divine disturbance and depression?
Well, this is what's interesting to me, because I have said, even in my book, that I went through 24 years of fighting depression. And you know what I really think now, Yvonne, is there's really no such thing. I mean, that will be hard for a lot of people to understand. And I know there are chemical imbalances, and there are family histories of this. And I do take medication. I started taking medication when my husband went in the hospital like 4 years ago, and he was so sick in the hospital for 4 months, you know. Mm-hmm. I started taking something then. I'm not talking about a chemical imbalance. I'm talking about what I've discovered is any time I deny what I know is true, like someone can make a comment that used to just send me into what I call depression. Someone could, you know, you can find out someone really lets you down. They aren't the person that you thought they were. That can send you into it. And, of course, the loss, I lost three people, too, during this period. And what was interesting for me, one of them was a father figure to me. The other two were old high school friends that I was not even friends with or close to in high school. But I think the reason they connected to me is they really knew in their hearts that I took joy in taking care of my husband, that mm-hmm. I wasn't the woe is me caregiver. In fact, I don't even like, that's another show. I don't even like all that goes along with that. Oh, you poor thing, what are you doing, blah, blah. I just don't even like that. But anyway, back to the depression thing is, I really think any time we shove those feelings down, if you think about it, depression would be the opposite of expression. So if you express what you really feel in your heart, I believe you can overcome these things that happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that to me, too, divine disturbances mean, you know, to sit and like you said, a waiting season, to sit back and really come to a peace with everything that is happening. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, there is no right way in there, but there are wrong ways to deal with it. And one of the wrong ways that I dealt with it was I began to take prescription pain pills. I took them as a way to take away the pain. You know, one day I was sitting and I was trying to do my homework and it was just so much going on and it was so overwhelming. And I was like, I just need this pain to stop for now. And I'll deal with it later. I'll deal with, you know, I'll deal with the loss. I'll deal with everything else later. But right now I just need the pain to stop. And, you know, first it started off, you know, because also the thing that we deal with, too, when we're going through the season is that, you know, when you're at your most vulnerable state, that's when it seems that everything is amplified. Every fear, every worry, everything that you thought that you start feeling lost again. Like, who am I? What is my purpose in life?
Yeah,
and it's almost
like
you kind of take a few steps backwards. And I couldn't sleep at the time, and I became so focused on the wrong things, which added to the pain. It added to the pain. It amplified it because my mind wasn't focused on the right things. And so at first it started off occasionally, and then it started, you know, I would take it just to go to sleep. And then when I realized it was a problem, because I don't agree with it at all, but at the time I didn't see it that way, because you said, oh, it's just prescription pills. It's no, you know, it's not a hardcore drug. But once I realized it was becoming a problem with me, I said, this has got to stop. I have to face all that I'm running for. I have to deal with the pain. The pain is not going to go away, and the pain pills are only prolonging the pain and not mending it. So I said, I have to sit and I have to face, you know, everything that now, you know, I'm dealing with, because now it's not just the losses I'm dealing with. Now I'm dealing with my fears and worries and all that stuff. And I said, I have to stop and I have to face it and I have to come to peace.
Absolutely. Well, Yvonne, and how did you go about, one thing I applaud you for recognizing it yourself. Usually it's people around you have to say, hey, something's going on here. And how did you go about getting off of that, and what was it like?
One of the things I realized was when I was running out.
Oh, yeah.
When I was running out, the bottle was getting low. I said, you know, I just could not see myself being in the emergency room every week trying to get pain pills. So I said, I have to stop. This is becoming a problem, and this is something that I have to stop, and I have to allow myself to grieve and stop running from the pain. And I think, you know, with me being, you know, I try to rely a lot on faith, and sometimes we fall, sometimes. But I went back to my faith. I started listening more to music, you know, things that were therapeutic for me, which is music and inspiration. And I said, I have to pull myself out of this. And one of the other things I did was my friend, like I said earlier, she does stage plays, and she wanted me to help her. We were working on a stage plays for her. And for me, I followed through.
Good for you.
I was just inspired, and I used that energy to produce my own stage play, and I did it at the 14th Street Playhouse in Atlanta this year in April. And I just started really like, okay, I got to come to, you know, really, I have to grow from this. I have to be better, and the people that I that I've lost, I have to let the, you know, you'll always miss them, but I have to let go.
Yes.
And that's one of the hardest things to do is to let go. And
oh, my gosh. I mean, I could almost cry thinking about it now. Seriously. And, you know, Yvonne, I spent, and I am getting emotional now. It's funny how it goes in stages. And you don't realize, you know, you can hear a song. You can hear something can remind you. And you go right into it. And you know what I've learned? I cry at the grocery store. I cry. You know, when my husband was in the, when he was in the hospital and I thought he was dying, I'm sorry I didn't anticipate this, but again, I'm healing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
I'm healing. But I found, you know, I could walk down the hall out of his room. I could walk to the elevator. And some days when I would get in that elevator, now most people are too reserved to do this. I mean, you know, here I was all dressed up, looked like a normal person, you know, and I would cry. And I don't mean, you know, a little. I would be, wah, and sobbing. And people would be in the elevator. And you know what I thought? I thought, if you cannot cry in a church or in an elevator at a hospital, really, where can you cry? And I was amazed at the kindness of people. They would put their arm around me, or some people would say, you know, I would say, my husband doesn't know me today. And they would say, someone would have had that experience. I mean, it was just like angels were all around me, and they would put their arms around me, you know, and say, I'm so sorry. You know, people amaze you. People amaze you at their kindness when you are in a place when you feel so alone. And I just want to say something else, because I know a friend of mine is going through the loss of her mom right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Yvonne, this could be any loss. We're not talking just about death here. It could be a divorce, a loss of a friend, a loss of anything. You know, it's how you cope with it. But one thing, now I've lost my train of thought because I got off on that. Oh, I think what happened with me is also, I don't know if this happened with you, when I would drive to the hospital or when I would go see my friend Steve, who died of cancer in California, I would think, how do these people, I would see all these cars driving around and all these people going to work, I assumed, and all these people, you know, in the cars beside me, and I'd think, how does the world keep going when I'm going through this? How, you know, did you ever feel that way? It sounds kind of narcissistic, I guess, but I would just think, how can life go on when people we love are gone? I thought that.
Yeah. One of the things I think, you know, that helped was, you know, to put to revert that. And, well, one, you have to deal with the grief. You have to allow yourself
Absolutely.
To grieve.
Absolutely.
And one of the things, like when my grandmother had Alzheimer's, and one of the things I would do, you know, with Alzheimer's, you know, you have your good days, you have your bad days. And when she would have a good day, I took the opportunity to talk to her about loss. I talked to her about, you know, losing her, you know, because
yeah.
I felt like she would be the hardest person for me, you know, to deal with their passing. And talking to her, you know, I will reflect back on our conversations, and that gave me peace, because I would say, well, Grandma, you know, I'm afraid of losing you. And she like, well, you know, everybody, you know, and she would talk to me, and I asked her, I said, are you scared? And she said, no. She said, I used to be scared of death. She said, but I've made my peace with God, and I'm okay with it. You know, when she told me she was at peace with it, and I would kept going back to that, and that gave me peace. Was like she was at peace with it, and she told me, Vaughn, you have to live on, you have to go on, you can't stop living. So one of the things I did was I would focus on, because when we lose people in our lives, we have to remember that they want the best for us. They want, you know, it's hard to deal with that at the time, because it's like, oh, I miss you. You know, you're dealing with
yeah.
the loss of them. But I would think, okay, I'm doing this for them. Or I have to be better, you know, because it's not just about me. It's about my kids. It's about,
right.
you know, letting, and allowing myself to get weak sometimes. You know, and
Absolutely.
Cry. You know, it's nothing wrong with crying.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think one of the things that happened to me was the loss of these two friends. And I want to be sure and tell you something my friend Sherry told me about when I talked to her shortly before she passed away. But I think it triggered in me the reality, you know, here my husband has had this terminal illness for 5 years, and it triggered the reality in me of his death, and if I'm hurting so bad over this, what in the world?
Yeah.
You know, talk about fears. I thought, what am I going to do tomorrow? And you know what? We had all the hard conversations. We talked about everything we needed to, and we have, I know exactly what he wants, and he knows exactly what I want. And, you know, I have to tell you this about my friend Sherry. She and I I was a wild girl in high school, and she was like, she was married to a preacher and everything. I mean, she was the nice, perfect girl. But anyway, uh-huh. and how we connected after all these years is beyond me. But she really looked to me, I think just because I was normal with her, you know, I didn't try to be real spiritual with her. I was just trying to be me. And
uh-huh.
she told me, I said, Sherry, what's it really like? What are you feeling? And it was just like your grandma. She said, Joe, you know how when you get ready to go to the prom, or when you get ready for a special date and you get your shoes and your clothes all ready and you'd be real excited? And I'd say, yeah. And she'd say, that's how I feel about going to heaven. Thought, wow. Isn't that great? She was
yeah.
already there. You know what I mean? And that's like my friend Steve. He had already, he wanted to remain alive just, I think, because he wanted to accomplish more. But he came to his peace with it, too. And they, look at what your family did and those you lost it. They have inspired so many people. And they still live through us, Yvonne. They,
yeah.
With Because we repeat their words, we tell stories about them. They never go. And don't you
yeah.
feel your grandma? I feel them around me all the time. Don't you
yeah.
feel that, or have you gotten to that place yet where you can?
Yeah, well, you feel their presence, or you have your triggers that make you think. And I want, you know, the audience to know that you can get to come to peace, that you can, you know, eventually get to a point that you can live on for them, live on because of them. You know, I don't want people to, you know, walk away from the show feeling, you know, sad.
Right.
But I want them, I want them to, you know, feel inspired that, you know, that's, you know, and that's the, one of the things that my grandmother said. She said, Yvonne, the thing, you know, that a lot of people don't want to face is that life, part of life is a death.
Absolutely.
That comes with life, and it's something that you're going to have, it's something that you're going to always have to face. And I just was like, oh, my God, I just can't take it, you know.
Right,
too many.
Right, I know, the reality. But then if we really, I don't know how people who don't have some sorts of faith would make it through this, and sometimes you feel like you don't have any, but it's still, that seed is alive in you, and you can overcome, I mean, I encourage anyone who is in any season of loss, grieve. Oh, my gosh. You know, I mean, Yvonne, I thought about it. You know, even when Jesus died, did they, everybody was throwing dirt and sobbing and wailing on the way following, and they knew he was going to resurrect. So,
yeah.
Hey, you know, what? Who cares? You know, who cares?
Yeah,
just
yeah,
deal with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And that's the key. You have to face it and deal with it. But there are healthy ways of dealing with it. And one of the healthy ways of dealing with loss is accepting it.
Absolutely.
Accepting it, and also thinking of the positive things that they brought into your life and focusing
Absolutely.
On the good. And one of the things you said on your show about the planting the flowers.
Yes, on the anniversary of my friend Steve's death, I decided, for me, and this doesn't mean everybody else has to do it, but
uh-huh.
I thought, you know what? I'm going to plant flowers today. And every morning when I water those flowers, I get to see something alive. And his spirit is still alive. You know, his spirit is still alive, and every day, you know, I kind of talk to him when I do that. And it's so healing for me to do that.
Yeah.
It's just you know what, and it's an amazing season. When you look back on it, you're like, wow, I feel like I've grown so much. I feel like I understand so much, and I've made a peace with what's going to happen to me someday, too. It's just different, Yvonne, isn't it? Don't
yeah.
you feel different? I feel more
yeah,
empowered.
I feel more empowered. I feel like I've grown. I feel like I've grown a lot, and I'm at more peace with it, and I come to more and more peace with it every day. But you have to seek the peace. You can't expect it to just come. You have to fight for it. You have to seek out what you know, as much as we're online, look for ways to find peace and to, you know, and everybody's sense of peace is different. Some may be a walk on the beach, you know, somebody else's peace may come through listening to music, but finding ways to bring you some sense of peace and we'll have more shows on both of our shows. I'm sure we'll both have
yes.
shows that because this is a lot to talk about in 30 minutes and the time is
and you know what?
Is almost
you can...
up. But I know on your show you have a lot of great shows that you do to talk about different topics, and that's the Joe Latino show here on Blog Talk Radio. And then also, if you can give the audience information. Well, do you have any quick closing remarks? We have like 1 minute left.
I just wanted to say you can still have fun during that time too, because you can still, I mean, you don't have to mourn the whole time, because like my grandson would come over and my daughter was here and we would laugh about things and my husband is hysterical. I mean, I laughed a lot during this season. I don't think you have to, do you know what I mean? You just don't have to
yeah.
just keep grieving the whole time.
Yeah. Well, thank
just
you.
Just go with the flow.
Joe. Thank you so much. We're going to have to probably do another show.
Okay.
But thank you so much for joining me.
I'll invite you on my show, and then we'll finish, okay?
Oh, we can do that.
Okay, my dear.
We can do that.
Thank
All right, thank you.
You. Okay, bye-bye.
It has been an absolute pleasure, and I thank you for choosing this time to spend with me, your host, Yvonne Pierre. For more information about the show, how to be a guest, or to simply let me know what you think about today's show or previous shows, visit me at ypierre.com. That's www.ypierre.com. Remember to keep God first, know that you are blessed, and always stay true to yourself. I love you, God loves you, and thank you for listening.
Meant to fly.